This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, back from Antler, North Dakota, after a fun day yesterday. And, you know, they were telling me when I arrived yesterday, we're a little bit dry up here. We're a little bit dry. Better than we were, but we're a little bit dry. And it rained.
Done.
And it rained. And it rained. And it rained.
Way to go, Noah.
In fact, Pete Arts was sending me pictures of the rain gauge, you know, and 1 inch, inch and a half. 2 inches, you know, a little over three. They ended up at 4 inches of rain by the time everything was said and done yesterday. Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable.
And, all that art coming along.
Close to 100 folks for the meeting and the gathering and the steak dinner, so that was a lot of fun, and just a good time. So, love doing that. Love being up there with folks that love the earth, live off the earth, produce food for us, you know. If you're hungry, thank a farmer. You know what I'm saying? Thank a rancher. They take pretty darn good care of us. We have a busy show today. A lot of busy shows lately, which leads me to ask this question before I give you the run-through on who we'll chat with today. Are we missing anything? Are there any topics that you'd like to make sure that we cover? Anything on your mind? You're saying you're tuning in and hey! I want to know more. Let me know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Just anything. Anything in the way of input on the show or topics you'd like us to tackle. You know, want us to get to the bottom of something. Yesterday we had somebody call and say, hey, I'm buying a product on the farm. It used to cost this. Now it's costing this. I have to go through a vet. New regulations cause this. Why? I want Doug Goring to answer that question. He's our ag commissioner. Well, we take the clip. We send it to Doug Goring. We work on getting it scheduled and get an answer. We actually had an answer from a South Dakota grower who called later and said, I think this is why that's happening, and I think this is what he's talking about. Well, we love doing that. So to the extent that you're sitting there on the other end of the microphone and want to direct the conversation in any way, challenge us, put us on a particular cause, I always welcome that. And I guess we just don't say it enough. We sort of take for granted you know that. But know that we're sincere in that. We do. I always get a little, you know, look, this show is about serving an audience. And you get a feel over time for what is important to the audience and what you care about by the amount of calls and texts and emails and comments that come in. But that's just one data point. We like, you know, we like to ask. Don't be afraid to say, you don't do enough of this, or you do too much of that, or get me an answer on this. So know that I'm sincere in asking that question. If you like us to be better, you know, it's the customer service line is about as public as you can get. You call right here and, you know, hold us accountable in front of God and everybody. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One other quick thing I'll mention before I get to the guests and a couple things on my mind this morning. You know, in Antler yesterday, I'm sitting there looking around at this outlaw shack. There's a group of folks who are called the Antler Outlaws, and I guess in Fargo they'd be called the Chamber of Commerce, right, or the Kiwanis Club or something, you know, a fancy title. But this is just a group of folks that live there and a bunch of outlaws, and I was talking to Dwayne Phelan. And he said, you can't believe how hard these people work. And they don't, nobody complains. They just do what they need to do. They roll up their sleeves. Anything we need done. Anything. They just do it. Just come together and do it. And I thought, you know what? Antler Outlaws, perfect example of that be the buffalo spirit. Where you go into the storm. Just like our friends from Oasis Petroleum. And that's why they've told us, please help us honor the good folks of North Dakota that have that be the buffalo spirit. And we can't do that without you. Because what I observed yesterday in Antler, just by chatting with, you know, Duane Phelan, who's seen this over the years, and just the sense of pride he had, the smile on his face, was just, you know, amazing. Really was. And a lot of that goes on. We sort of have that North Dakota, aw shucks, look at our shoes way of dismissing it. But it's not a small deal. It's a big deal. So if you're seeing it in your community, you're going to inspire more of it by recognizing that it's happening and letting people know it's noticed and it's appreciated. So help us honor those that, whether it's a teacher or cop or sheriff or, you know, anybody, first responder. I think all, especially out west, all the volunteer responders. And they have jobs and families, and they live in one of the busiest places on the planet. Beepers going off 24/7. They're the ambulance crew. They're the paramedic. And they were there yesterday. So we appreciate them a great deal. If you know of someone that fits the bill that I've just described, simply call our Be the Buffalo hotline. Just give us a little bit of the story. Here's the person's name. Here's what they do. I'd love for you to know more about them. And we'll start digging, and we'll have a Be the Buffalo award for all that good work and hopefully inspire others. So 855-200-1776, extension 6. That's the Be the Buffalo hotline for Oasis Petroleum, 855-200-1776. Okay, on the program today, coming up at the bottom of the hour, Charlie Hurt will be here. He is the Washington Times opinion editor. You see him on Fox News. I watch him a lot on Fox News, and I really like his take on things. I don't know, that Special Report used to be my favorite show. It still is. I like Brett Baer a lot. But the panel, all of the panels, Chris Wallace is on Sunday and Special Report. This doesn't, I don't know if I'm getting old and they're all, you know, sort of the young flavor of the month or what it is, but I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. It's people that seem to be more interested in their hairdo than their opinion. And Charlie Hurt is not one of those. So really appreciate, he's been an editor at the Drudge Report and the New York Post, and as I say now at the Washington Post, but he wrote a book called Still Winning. Anybody tired of winning yet? I'm not tired of winning. Are you tired of winning? I'm not tired of winning. Come on. No way, no how. Book is called Still Winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. So we'll talk with him about his book. And also, I have a couple of books to give away. So your best questions or comments for Charlie Hurt will win you a copy of the book free. You like that deal? How can you not? Top of next hour, we're going to talk with Patrick Meniere. Patrick is the founder and CEO of Golden Path Solutions. He's bringing his chief operating officer along. We're going to talk about this company. I'm very thrilled. I learned about that from Ann Pollard. Ann is a workforce titan over at General Equipment and Supply. Just one of those great pioneers that has done a lot of great things in innovating and connecting that company with teachers and students and finding opportunities there, right? And she told me about Patrick. And it's a profile, basically, that they do with high school students, and then they take that profile and they match it with careers and workforce needs and get kids thinking much younger about what careers are good for them. I mean, man, that's just awesome in my mind. So we have a workforce challenge like a lot of people do. I think we have a fighting chance to fix this because there's so many people with innovative ideas out there, really do. So looking forward to talking about that. Then Chris Berg will be here from Point of View as well. So let's see here. Let's go to Larry and Horace first up because I want to get some calls in here. And then we'll continue chatting about some other things on the front burner here today. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number locally at 258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Larry and Horace, what's on your mind?
You know, I just want to give people some ideas of how much water an inch of rain is. And how can farmers believe in God? Because it's always amazing to see what happens when in nature. And if you look at 1 inch of rain on an acre of land, and that is 27,000 gallons in one. So that's 27,000 gallons basically on a football field. And then when you go and look at the on a section of land that is 137,000 gallons in 1 acre or one section of land. And just look at how much rain fell across the state of North Dakota. And a gallon of water weighs 8 pounds a gallon. How much weight those clouds had to bring from the Gulf of Mexico or across the country. It's just amazing the thermodynamics that God created and allowed us to have the opportunity to grow crops in North Dakota and all across the country.
So very true, Larry. And you know what? I don't ever think about it. I just see the rain come down and, you know, just, but you're so right. You're so right. And not to mention what gets thrown at farmers year in and year out and all of that rain you described. If there was rain the day before, where does it go? And oh my gosh, it's incredible. It really is. So what a wonderful creation. There's no doubt about it. And if you think it just happened, you are sadly mistaken and missing this great wonder there. No doubt about it. Glad you called. It'll make us think. We love that. More coming up and what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Mineral owners, do you know if you're being paid correctly? With Mineral Tracker, you can be sure. Mineral Tracker is an online app that gives North Dakota mineral owners a simple way to make sure their monthly checks are correct. When you activate your free account, that's right, I said free, you get access to the Mineral Tracker map. This shows you your wells, all other wells and their laterals in North Dakota, plus all permitted wells and rigs. Head to MineralTracker.com today to get your free account.
August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park, there's going to be a celebration three-day party called Thrive Fest North. Human trafficking is a big issue, and if we really were able to see that ugly underside of our society, we would be shocked at how much of it is going on. We need to be aware. We need to rise up and say, no, this is not what we're going to be about, and do our part to try to limit this the best we can, and that's what the Thrive Fest is all about.
We believe in the impact and power of God at work in people's life through Jesus Christ. And so we believe Thrive Fest is the vehicle that can bring that to this entire region, not just Fargo, but the entire region. And so we're looking forward to bringing all these guest artists in who have a solid testimony and having a great impact for people who either are Christians or are not. We'd love for them all to come out and see what we're doing.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's in your mind is powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com, but do not forget Cadillac. The brand new XT6 is in. Did a video on Facebook yesterday. If you pop into my Facebook page, we did a big tour of it, and it is fantastic. So you can also check that out at SchwannCadillac.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Todd, the radio god. Kevin Flynn as well. And we have Daniel answering the phones when you call us at 800 800- 228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is the time of year where there is something going on somewhere every single weekend. We have the State Fair coming up, of course. We're looking forward to that, July 22nd through the 26th. We're going to be live at the Dakota Talent Stage, and we have a fistful of tickets for the concerts, for bull riding, for the ranch rodeo, and also we're going to give away a pool, a beautiful pool.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, it's a splash pool. Hot Springs sponsor pool tables, too. We'll have it on display there at their booth, and you can register at our booth, so we're looking forward to that. But there's just something going on every weekend. I see that Home Fest is happening this weekend in Watford City. And it's a neat deal. It's actually a kind of a homecoming for, you know, folks that live there. It's a tradition in Watford they've done for a number of years, and it's for all ages, and they got all kinds of activities, and golf scramble, and food, and music on Main Street, Art in the Park, Children's Theater, and much more. So, Homefest 2019, in case you forgot, 12th through the 14th, that's happening. So, Michael in Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, Scott. How are you, man?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good, good. Just heard you earlier mentioning the Fox News Channel and Special Report, this and that and the other, but I couldn't help but think I rely on five individuals primarily from Fox, not necessarily in any specific order, but Arthel Neville, Jesse Waters, Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura Ingraham. You can count on getting clear-cut, honest news from these people. If I turn on Fox News and I see Juan Williams, or if I see Donna Brazile on there, I turn it off. I move away. Shep Smith, another one. Those people are so biased and out in some fantasy world, I refuse to listen to them.
Yeah, Shep Smith is almost defiant because he's got the blessing of management there, and yet he is a Trump hater. I mean, he's just awful.
Yeah,
yeah, and they put him up as some kind of, you know, I don't know, news guy, you know, kind of the, you know, this news anchor that's super special. I don't see anything special about him at all. To me, a news anchor, I don't want to know whether the guy likes Trump, hates Trump. I just want straight news. That's what he's supposed to be. He's not. So, yeah, I agree with you. And I do like Brett Baer, too. You didn't have Brett Baer on your list, but
I like Brett.
He's, you know, he doesn't do a lot of commentary, but his news is pretty straight up. And he certainly comes from a conservative perspective, but I've always liked him. So, yeah, that's good. Hey, the other thing I was going to tell you, Michael, is that there's some rumors that the Murdoch boys, so Rupert Murdoch is the brainchild of Fox News Channel, right? And he hired a guy by the name of Roger Ailes, who was working for NBC, and had started a talk TV network. I forget how long ago. It's how I first met Sean Hannity, because it was a good show. Sean was on there. It was like an NBC show. It was an NBC spinoff. And it was a sit-down, hour-long deal. He would interview people. And that got the notice of Murdoch, so they hired Roger Ailes from NBC and said, let's start this network. But as the dad has gotten older, the sons have gotten more and more liberal. That's kind of why, you know, O'Reilly got shoved out the door amid, you know, questionable allegations. Some people believed it, some people didn't. He said he was the target of a you know, witch hunt. And so I'm worried for the future when it comes to Fox News Channel, because I think that as the sons have more and more influence, there are a couple of London liberals. You're going to see a change in how Fox News operates to be more establishment, which worries me.
Yeah, that's a concern.
The good news is they've proven the business model as an alternative to all the other news, and if they become all the other news, then it just opens it up for somebody else. You know. That's interesting. There's another guy by the name of Bill Shine. He was the lieutenant for Rupert Murdoch. He left Fox News shortly after the O'Reilly thing and the Ailes deal, and he went to work for Donald Trump. He was in the White House doing, I think they call him communications director. He's since left the White House, but he's working for the Trump campaign. There are rumors that he is working on a competitive network to Fox News Channel. So, you know,
well,
that it might already be in the works, but he was the architect, boots on the ground guy, that he was, you know, the guy that kept Hannity between the lines and really built a lot of the shows. Sean Hannity would give him all the credit for the success he's had on television. So,
I'll leave you with one thing. I'm going to make a prediction right now. Donald Trump will go back in office in 2020 in what will be a landslide like nothing has ever been seen. It will happen.
It's interesting you bring that up, Michael, because I'm looking at a report right now about Donald Trump doing an executive order today on kidney care. And, you know, when I first saw this, I'm like, what kidney care? What do you mean? He's not waiting for Congress to fix the mess that is, you know, Obamacare. And for that matter, you know, how about the right to try bill? What the dumbest thing in the world is people who have a terminal illness cannot be given an opportunity to try things. He fixed it, right? This kidney care same thing. He's busting through the bureaucracy. You know, I had a good friend, a really smart friend in bioscience, who told me once, literally, cancer would have been cured by now but for the FDA. Think about that. And his point was, yep, we've gotten so bad with regulations and just pure stupidity that you're stifling innovation, and you don't let people try things that ultimately can lead to big things. And that's what American exceptionalism is all about. If there was a inspector general from OSHA out there with the Wright brothers, we wouldn't fly today. You know, you got to have some experiments. You got to do some innovation. And that's why I think Donald Trump is so good. And you know what? Nobody sees that part. Nobody, they don't get past that. They're still back on the Mueller report, for crying out loud. And he's talking about kidney care. And that's why I think you're right. I think at some point you can't. People are just going to say, well, wait a minute, you've been saying all this stuff about him, but look what he's doing. Look at the economy. Look how he cares about health care. Look how he cares about our troops. Look how he cares about our farmers. Come on. You know, I think it's time for Republicans to wake up. I mean, if there was a united Republican Party behind Donald Trump, he would be a juggernaut, and so would they. You know?
Absolutely.
That's the problem. They're out there saying, oh, man, he's doing some dumb stuff, but I don't want to say anything because there's too many people that like him, you know, rather than, hey, this guy's tapped into something. I'm going to join a board.
Apparently, Ross Perot had an awakening before he passed, because the news is out now that he made two rather substantial donations to the Trump reelection campaign before he passed away.
Who was that?
Ross Perot.
Ross, yeah. Oh, Perot did. Is that right? I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
Yep.
Saw that.
Right. That's very interesting. Well, I mean, he should, really, when you think about what Ross Perot stood for. I'm trying to,
absolutely,
you know, bust through the same old, same old. I mean, he was a bit of a goofball. I interviewed him a couple of times in person. Oh, my gosh. He was a handful. But, you know, you got to admire his business acumen, number one. Number two, he was a pioneer, you know, in 92 in what he did. And, you know, that's interesting. That's fun. Thanks, Michael. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Check it again. 800-228-0550, our telephone number. More after this.
This is Gerald Juven at Juven Tours, inviting you to join us on South Pacific Wonders Tour in Australia and New Zealand, February 11 through 25. 14 days to explore some of the most exciting sights in Australia and New Zealand. Yes, they do speak English. This is an all-inclusive tour from Fargo or your home city airport. Call me at 800-343-0093, toll-free. Everyone is welcome.
And, Carol, let's welcome everyone along to the Bakken Tour as well this July. Hop the bus with us and see the Bakken firsthand. Plus, Branson, six big Christmas shows October 31st through November 5th. Let's make some memories.
For information on these tours and others, call me at 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you out brochures immediately. Juven Tours, welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Britain's ambassador to the United States abruptly resigning today over his leaked diplomatic cables that were critical of President Trump. Sir Kim Darroch saying that he's resigning to put an end to speculation surrounding how long he would stay on in Washington after memos came out recently showing him describing the Trump administration as inept and chaotic. The president had responded on Twitter recently calling Derek wacky, stupid, and incompetent. An estimated 2 million fans have lined up in New York City for a parade to celebrate the U.S. Women's Soccer Team World Cup victory. This man says he's there to
get a glimpse of the team, show them that, like, you know, we're out here, we appreciate them and all the work that they put in, even if they, you know, are only in the spotlight every few years. Hopefully that changes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Listen up for a minute here. If you've been bombarded by offers to buy your minerals, maybe not even bombarded, some people have. I mean, literally all kinds of different people calling they've ever heard from. But if you just somebody kicking the tires saying, hey, I want to buy your minerals, before you do anything, talk to the guys at Mineral Tracker. These are the folks that have supported mineral owners. That's what they do. And that means making sure you get the best price for your minerals. A team of experts at Mineral Tracker that know the market, know the industry. They've consistently been able to get the mineral owner a higher price than the original offer. So if you're looking to sell, talk to Jeff and Joel at Mineral Tracker. MineralTracker.com, great app. There's a free version of that. 833-842-2924 if you want to chat with them. 833-842-2924, MineralTracker.com. Great text from a listener here. It says it's a huge fair and 4-H achievement weekend that's going to be happening. Red River Valley Fair in Fargo, Renville County, Montville County, Kidder County, Tri-County, Dickey County. By the way, the racing pigs are going to be in Dickey County, Daryl Reese told me. And, you know, if you had to pick from all of those, you know, the racing pigs put you over the edge for sure. Mercer County, Bowman County, Hettinger County. And those kids, we talked to Renee Corsley about this from the State Fair. You know, those kids work so hard and put on incredible shows. It's worth it. Just go to the 4-H barns before you do anything else at the fair. No funnel cake, no cheese curds, no midway until you go to the 4-H barn. Check that out. We'll be live, by the way, at the State Fair, too, so we're looking forward to that. Our next guest is a great member of the Washington Press Corps, editor to Drudge Report for a time. He was at the New York Post as the D.C. bureau chief covering Washington politics. Now he's the opinion editor of a newspaper that will not make your head explode when you read it, the Washington Times. He is a reporter, political commentator, and now author of a book, Still Winning. Anybody tired of winning yet? I haven't found anybody here. Still Winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again, Charles Hurt. Charles, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Scott.
Thanks for doing the book. I think those of us that are watching this and folks in our audience that root every day, pray every day for the Trump administration, see what they're up against. They need all the support they can get, all the moral support, all the different arguments. And you make a good one in this book about Donald Trump. Isn't he? You would think even his opponents would have to respect how the guy takes what he takes and just keeps on going and keep on doing. It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're giving his opponents too much credit for not being the completely lost, delusional people that they are. And I have to say, you know, a big reason why I wound up deciding to write this book in the first place is what we have seen among our so-called mainstream media over the past 2 or 3 years, but in particular over the past 2 years, where we have seen, you know, newspapers I grew up reading and respecting, like the New York Times and the Washington Post, completely shed all semblance, any pretense of fair coverage or for that matter, even honest coverage. We've had 2 years of this completely ridiculous story. It was ridiculous on the face about this Russia collusion story. And after 2 years, we find out it was completely, entirely made up. And it's all because you have this jaundiced media, and they despise this guy, and they will stop at nothing to try to smear him and prevent him from carrying out the agenda that he ran on in 2016 and that got him elected.
By the way, if you have a question for Charles, we have two copies of the book. We'll give one to a text question at 701-367-2054 or 701-226-8503 and one to a caller at 855-200-1776. And you can leave a message and a question there if you'd like, or call us live at 701-258-0550. You know, I go back and forth on this. The media, you know, as we know it, the ABCs, NBCs, CBSs, New York Times, Washington Post, I mean, the establishment media, the old media, is basically an arm of the Democratic Party and Democratic leaders. There's one entity that is against him. Yet, his approval rating is going up. He's getting things done. The economy is doing well. I mean, are we wasting too much energy sort of lamenting how horrible the media is? They're not going to change. And meanwhile, he just keeps winning. I mean, I wish actually the Republicans would stop being scared about what the media says about Donald Trump and about what he's doing and get behind him, because then he actually, you know, might be able to do even more.
No, I think that's a great point. And I do think that the media has always been obviously sort of anti-Republican, anti-conservative, and Republicans have always had to fight harder to get their message through over the heads of the mainstream media. And you're right. It is a complete waste of time to spend too much time lamenting that. But as somebody who got into the news business, as I did, you know, 25 years ago, because I love the news and because all I've ever wanted to do was work for a newspaper, because I love to expose wrongdoing and report the truth. It's been really depressing to me as a newsman to watch what has the new lows that the media has sunk to with this president. But also, you know, and I don't mean to not give President Trump all the credit that he deserves, but one of the reasons that he is still winning is because of he's been kind of lucky with the opponents that he's drawn. And when you look at some of the platforms that these Democrats are running on these days about giving health insurance, free health insurance, to illegal aliens and open borders and post-birth abortion down in Virginia, when you have people out publicly promoting policies like this, you know, even Democrats aren't, you know, mainstream Democrat voters, they're not up for this kind of nonsense. And so I think you're right. I think that a lot of people, it sort of doesn't matter what the media says at some point, because people look around and they say the economy is great. He has lots of accomplishments to point to, both domestically and in foreign affairs. And then his agenda for trying to at least do something to stop the crisis at the border is something that everybody can get behind, both Democrats and Republicans. And if you talk to regular Democratic voters, they don't believe in open borders at all. If anything, in a lot of ways, this open borders policy has been more harmful to the base, to the Democratic base, than it is to even the Republican base.
Do you think that there's a chance Republicans awaken in greater numbers and get behind the Trump agenda, into this next election? You know, they're sort of one toe in the water, and they're quick to pull the toe out of the water. in a lot of ways. And there's exceptions. We've got, you know, an example of our North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer, who was recruited by President Trump. I mean, literally hard recruited. And he said no. And the president wouldn't take no for an answer, kept coming back at him and said, you need to do this for your country. And, you know, America's worth all the grief you're going to get for it, because that's what I think. America's worth it, you know. And Kellyanne Conway actually told me that you know, the president says that over and over and over again to everybody that is, you know, getting all kinds of grief in the media and everything else, that America's worth it. I mean, he didn't need this, you know, but yeah. I'm always amazed that Republicans, and I guess it just is a politician thing, don't see that success, don't see that way, and don't sign on in greater numbers, because he would be able to accomplish a lot more and I think have a lot better chance of success of reelection. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. And I think that a lot of I think a big problem with professional politicians in Washington is that they get so rutted into their way of looking at everything, and they get so, you know, they have these sort of partisan guides that hold them in place, and they're not willing to sort of shed that and look at things from a common sense standpoint, and so it makes it difficult for them to see that there's plain success in this presidency. And the best example, of course, of that is all of those people that the Never Trump conservatives, quote unquote conservatives, the Never Trump Republicans, you know, what they said he was going to do to the federal judiciary. My goodness, you know, there's nothing more important than putting good judges who understand the proper role of the judiciary, the limited role of the judiciary on the federal courts. And if there's been, you know, there are a lot of bright spots to the Trump presidency, but there's no spot in the Trump presidency that shines brighter than what he has done on the federal courts. And it took a pragmatic guy who just looked at the situation and said, well, of course you put judges on there who believe in the Constitution. Of course you don't put judges on the federal bench who believe the Constitution should be twisted into whatever political agenda some judge, unelected, rogue judge might harbor. And so I can't help but think that, kind of like as in 2016, there isn't a huge undercounted groundswell of support out there for Trump that, for example, polling doesn't pick up, and maybe politicians, you know, professional politicians simply aren't really aware of.
Let's take Jerry and Bismarck question for our guest, Charles Hurt. The book is still winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. Go ahead, Jerry.
My question is how the current news 24/7 is affecting the sale of newspapers and just news coverage itself. When I grew up, you had a half-hour evening news, half-hour nightly news. You didn't have time for commentary. They just had to try to report the facts. Now they can talk all day long and do their spins with no time constraints.
I think it's a great point, Jerry. I mean, it is amazing how much time these cable channels have to fill, and what we've seen over the past 2 years, in the absence of any sort of actual information, you had in particular places like CNN and MSNBC, they just filled their airwaves with all of these crazy conspiracy theories, and then of course, anytime somebody comes along who hates Donald Trump, like Michael Avenatti, he ends up getting free infomercials 24/7 CNN.
How'd that work out for CNN? Knowing what we know now.
Yeah.
Jerry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Chris, on the road, you're next. And we'll continue with our guest, Charles Hurt. The book is still winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. More after this. Don't go away.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last night. Could it have been better? I have a solution. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Best deal ever right now, $34.99 per premium pillow. That's $69.98 for a two-pack. And it is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com. Call them at 800-506-9028. Use the promo code Scott. I sleep on this pillow. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, sleeps on this pillow. Thousands of our listeners sleep on this pillow. And unsolicited, they'll call us and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for telling me about it, because I'm now sleeping through the night. I'm not tossing and turning. I'm not, you know, it works. 800-506-9028. or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, and get a great deal. Back with Charles Hurt, the book is still winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. You see him on Fox News Channel on a number of the programs and certainly some of the great panels. Chris is on the road and had a question or comment for our guest, Charles Hurt. Go ahead, Charles. Go ahead, Chris, rather, for Charles.
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to thank Charles for sticking true to his values and maintaining objective journalism. I'm sure it's not easy in his hostile work environment, but I keep up the good work, and I look forward to seeing you on the special report every night. So thank you, and keep it up. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Chris. It's amazing, though, how much I really do enjoy seeing the disappointment on my colleagues' faces every time I say something about Donald Trump that is positive. It just drives them nuts, and it just makes me so happy every time I see the look of dread and disappointment on their faces.
Is it held against you on a personal level, or do they actually keep?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you'd be amazed. I mean, friends that I've had for 15 years, and especially during the campaign, I had friends who simply would refuse to talk to me. They just would they see me come and walk away, and these are dear friends, and things have with most of them, things have sort of gotten a little bit better. But these people, they're still in shock. They still cannot believe that Donald Trump is president, and it's like they're walking wounded. They're it's like they're zombies. They're walking around with these dead eyes, wondering what in the hell happened to their nice little swamp where they've been happily making tons of money for a long, long time.
Chris, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. By the way, a texter asks, do you see the Republicans gaining the House back in 2020?
I think that there's a very, very good shot at that. I think that as long as you have Democrats out here, you know, the socialists, the full-blown socialists, make more sense than some of the other Democrats running for president. You know, Bernie Sanders is suddenly sort of a wise old guard. Almost makes sense compared to some of these other loons that are running for the nomination. I think that that kind of thing absolutely runs voters into Republicans' arms in those House races. And the best evidence of that is when you look at how careful so many of those newly elected Democrats who got elected in House districts that Donald Trump won in 2016, which is how the Democrats won control of the House in 2018, how careful those Democrats are about not joining in with the crazies, with all these wild conspiracy things about Donald Trump. They're very respectful of the fact that their constituents voted for Donald Trump. Now, obviously, the problem is Republicans hurt themselves by allowing those voters to leave the fold in 2018, and that shouldn't have happened. But I think by all means, Republicans can win a lot of those districts back.
We have a comment on immigration from a caller that called in earlier. And by the way, this was the first call we received, so this caller will win a copy of Charles' book. Same thing with the last texter. So we got a couple of winners there. Go ahead and roll out, Todd.
My question is, why are we letting the immigrants take over our country? When immigrants come to the United States, they are supposed to assimilate, become Americans. They're not doing that anymore. And Representative, whoever she is, Omar's district in Minnesota, St. Louis Park, the city council decided they're not going to do the Pledge of Allegiance before the meetings anymore because it might offend some people who aren't citizens. Well, if you're not a citizen, I don't care if you're offended. Guess what? Suck it up, buttercup. When my great-grandparents...
We're going to leave it there. He went on to talk about his parents and great-grandparents coming from Sweden. Go ahead and take that, Charles.
Yeah, it's a very important issue, and you know, I think about it. I went out of the country a couple of weeks ago, and in every single country I went to, I had to apply for a visa, and I had to get permission to, you know, if I want to go to Sri Lanka, I had to get permission from the country to go into Sri Lanka. The arrogance of these people thinking that a country doesn't have the right to control its own borders and decide who comes in and who doesn't come in, and the idea that a country doesn't have the right to establish rules for how to become a citizen, it's just lunacy. And nobody
do you think it's a Trump card for 2020?
I absolutely do, because this is mainstream, not just among voters. This is mainstream among Democratic base voters,
I agree with you. You know, Kevin Cramer was the big surprise in the last election. He won the Senate race against a Democrat incumbent by 11 points. You know what the biggest polling issue in that race was? Sanctuary cities, and there's none in North Dakota. I agree with you. Hey, Charles Hurt, congrats on the book. Thanks for the time today. God bless.
It's the Medora Minute. We're out with Justin Fisk from Medora and all things Medora. I'll tell you, we're after July 4th now, Justin. There's no more beautiful place than the Badlands in July and picking in Medora.
Oh, man. Summer in Medora is absolutely unmatched. It's a place unlike any other. And now, 4th of July is over. We've got our lake weekends done. We're ready to get that traditional Medora trip together for the family. We've got to see the Pitchfork Steak Fondue, unbelievable dinner, and a view experience, and the greatest show in the West, the Medora Musical. The kids love it. Grandma loves it. Everyone together. That just doesn't happen very often.
I know the Medora Gospel Brunch is a big draw as well. That's a great way to spend a Sunday morning.
Great professional show celebrating some of the best gospel music in history, and it's all hosted by one of our favorites, the Queen of the West, Miss Emily Walter.
Explore it, adore it, Medora. If you want more info, MEDORA.com, Medora.com. Justin Fisk, we will talk soon, my friend.
Rolling from the Badlands.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.